Welcome back to In Focus News Radio KMAN. We are rolling along on a Wednesday, continuing on the education theme, and pleased to be joined by Riley County Superintendent from USD 378, Cliff Williams, who joins me via Zoom today. Cliff, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
We were hoping to be joined by John Cox, new superintendent at USD 384 Blue Valley, but have not gotten a hold of him yet. So if he happens to call in, we will introduce him appropriately. But Cliff, this has been kind of an odd year education-wise, and a lot of stuff kind of still up in the air as far as reopening. But tell us a little bit about your reopening plan here for the district.
Well, Brandon, you described it well, that it has been very unique and has really continued since the first part of March, and definitely waiting for some key action today at 10 o'clock. Matter of fact, the State Board of Education is going to announce their direction as it relates to the governor's new directive here about delaying school opening. With that, we have been working on our reopening plan, still under construction for obvious reasons. My principals and my teachers haven't even returned yet. And so, but appreciate they've been doing a lot of things behind the scene there. Like, we've sent out some surveys to our parents asking them, you know, what are thoughts that they have, any concerns that they have. We were pleased to see about 72% of our parents said that they would like for their students to return on site. We had another 25% that said they kind of wanted to wait and see what our plans were, what directives we were going to get from the governor and the state. And so definitely understandable. So right now we are working on kind of a three-phase type mindset. One, obviously, would be the best for us and we think for kids is having an on-site, meaning traditional school with a few changes, you know, obviously more disinfecting and cleaning and emphasis on social distancing, yet still having kids in class and interacting with each other. The second phase would be like a hybrid. Maybe if we experience some virus within our school family and we may have to have some kids working from home, we may have to have some type of rotation system. Maybe seniors and juniors come in on a Monday and sophomores and freshmen come in on a Tuesday, you know, alternating those types of things, some remote learning. And then, of course, moving to a complete remote learning format like we had this spring. And so those are some of the general ideas that we have that we're processing, trying to think about that and all the logistics that come with it.
And how much of that is going to be hinging on what the board decides here at 10 o'clock this morning?
Well, I think it's a major player in the game. Right now we're scheduled to open August 20th, and we even started online enrollment. So if you're a returning student, we'd encourage you to go to our website and get that going. But yes, obviously the decision's weighing there. Being a state institution, we need to follow the guidelines that are put in front of us, and we'll make the best of them. But again, that state board meeting's this morning at 10 o'clock, right after our program. So we're hoping we get quick action there. And then if we need to make some modifications, we will, and we'll be ready.
All right. Speaking with Cliff Williams, Superintendent USD 378, Riley County Schools. You mentioned enrollment. That's taking place now, and that's done online, correct?
Correct. The last few years, we've moved to an online format, and about 85% of our parents have liked that. They don't have to make the trip out to us, and they can do it at their convenience. And that opens today and goes through August 13th. Then on August 6th, we have more of a traditional type enrollment at the schools from 4 to 7 p.m. And so even if you don't have technology there, we can get you on one of our computers and get your kids enrolled. And any questions that you have, feel free to call our buildings. We have secretaries on staff there, and they're more than willing to help. And so it really kind of tells you that, hey, the school year is just around the corner and really gets you enthusiastic, especially here where we really haven't seen kids for 5 months.
Yeah, that's a unfortunate thing. I know my daughter's actually itching to go back to school herself, which is a little unusual because usually you like summer. You want to stay away for as long as you can. But I'm curious, as far as the online component is concerned, you didn't have a lot of plan time in the spring to get that set up. Now that you've had some time, do you think you can deliver a better format here in the fall and maybe for the rest of the year if it came to that than you did in the spring?
We think so. Obviously, we've been working on our hardware and making sure that we can put those tools in our kids' hands, looking at the various software that can give a different delivery than what it would be face-to-face. I think our staff's had a chance to experience that, some of them learning right on the fly with the kids as well. I think that they really responded well, and we got a lot of good feedback. We did a post survey with our students, our parents, and our staff, and so we learned some things there that were challenges, learned things that they liked. So we're trying to take that information, and obviously we think that it will continue to evolve as well.
You know, speaking with Cliff Williams, Superintendent USD 378, Riley County Schools. You know, I'm curious, and I haven't seen anything on this yet, but activities for the fall, and the further we go here with cases rising in the state, you start to worry that maybe we're not going to see a whole lot of fall activities. Have you heard anything from Keisha on that front?
We have not. Originally, they were going to make an announcement, and then when the governor's new plan came out, they kind of put the brakes on that. And so we're looking for something to follow after the state board meeting here this morning.
All right. I think a lot of people will be interested in hearing about that. You know, not COVID related here, but I know there is some construction going on at your school, and that's part of the bond that passed last year. I imagine progress is going pretty well.
Yeah, they have really had a great summer. We're very pleased with the progress they're made. And I just met with our construction guys last week and got great news. We're right on pace with everything, if not a little bit ahead on some different things. A lot of behind the scenes things that are going on, like they're working on the roofs. They're putting the HVAC units up on the top. We have windows going in both facilities right now. Our fire protection, which is going to look like a big grain bin behind the high school, is going up right now. And we're also working on the fire alarm system that's being replaced. They've been doing some of the dirt work, getting ready for the new additions for the classrooms at the grade school. Matter of fact, we're displaced the grade school and central office right now, so appreciate people's flexibility, but they were doing a big power transformer that they were placing in there. And matter of fact, they had to cut right through the road there. So we had a detour for a while, but lots going on right now. I think people are going to start to see quite a bit of change occurring. And we know we are excited already with some of these big, wonderful July rains we've had. It's nice to see that we don't have to put any buckets in the hallway right now. So
yeah, that's definitely good for you. And I see Dave's on the phone over there. I'm just going to make sure this isn't Mr. Cox here, or maybe it's a caller. We have a caller question. Okay. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yeah. Cliff, I just had a question and some curiosity what your thoughts are. Is there a separation between sports and the classroom right now on how we're handling the COVID thing? I see a lot of things that I scratch my head on. One thing, like this morning, I went by the high school, and there were probably 20 students out on the track in an area the size of 3 pickup trucks. But then we talk about how to separate so much and split so much up to get back in the classrooms. Just curious what your thoughts are on that. And I'll hang up and listen on the air.
Okay. Well, thank you for the question. We are trying to practice the social distancing. If we can't, we're trying to use masks in those areas. We do have summer programs going on, like we had driver's ed And now we got some of the activities that are going on. We've tried to split the groups up, like maybe our freshman, sophomore might be on the track, and then we may have the juniors and the seniors over in the weight room, or they might be in the gym. We do know that there's times when these paths are going to cross, whether it's our fence that narrows them down in those scenarios, and we ask the kids to wear a mask during those times. We've had some on the other side that some concerns of people don't like that we're asking people to wear a mask in those certain situations, and we've just had to ask them to decide if it's for them or not, unfortunately. But that's the situation we're in. We're going to be honest and say that we're not perfect, that some of that social distancing space may close up here and there, but we're sure trying to emphasize it. I'm appreciative that our kids have been very responsive to it, as well as our parents and our staff. We had graduation on Sunday, and we had the kids all spread out, and we had families spread out. We did have to limit the number. We had a lot of masks being worn during that time, and I thought people really handled it very professional, and I was proud of them. But again, you know, I'm not going to say that we're perfect and we'll have it all worked out, but that's part of the growing pains.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you got to have your graduation. I know a lot of have been canceled this year, and boy, that's a kind of a bittersweet thing for a lot of these students from the class of 2020. Did you hear any feedback from parents or the students that got to participate in that?
We had a lot of positive feedback on that. Probably the only thing that maybe could be viewed negatively, but understandably, we had a few of our kids that couldn't participate in the ceremony, like they had already gone on to their military service, so they were unable to attend the ceremony. We felt really bad about that, but we did ask our students and our parents or a parent group what they really preferred to do, and they really wanted to have the traditional ceremony as much as possible. So we had to make some adaptations to it, but again, I thought it was received very well. It was a nice ceremony. It was nice closure for those kids. I think they were probably the most excited just to see each other, because, you know, the separation for them just occurred just overnight, and so I think they were happy to get to see their classmates one more time before they go their own direction.
Good to hear. Well, that's great that you were able to do that. I know Manhattan had to cancel theirs in August. So, well, Cliff, I don't have any other questions for you. We'll send you off, and we'll talk to you again next month. Hopefully John will join us as well.
Very good. Thank you so very much for letting me be here, Brandon.
All right. We appreciate it. Stay tuned. We'll continue in focus after this on News Radio KMAN.